Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wall Street is coming off a great week. It's best, in fact, in months. The gains were led by the tech-heavy NASDAQ. How about that?
Yeah, absolutely. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger is here with us on a Monday morning. Jill, good morning. So is the tech rout over?
Who knows? I mean, that's the big question, but I don't think anyone really has an idea. I just want to bring everyone back. A year ago, these technology companies, the NASDAQ Composite, the NASDAQ 100, hit all-time highs. And since then, we've seen about 30% of the value lopped off. And for many companies, we've seen the damage go much deeper, 70, 80, 90%. And I think this is really predicated on a thesis that many in the tech sector had, which is, hey, this pandemic, it has accelerated all of our growth. Everyone's going online. That's the way it's going to be forever. Let's staff up. And now they got to reverse it. And this was really brought to a head last week when Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Meta, said that he's got to let go 13% of the workforce, 11,000 workers, because he says this did not play out the way I expected. That may be the understatement of the year.
And Jill, we have this Goldman Sachs report that says inflation will be dropping significantly next year. And you have to wonder what that might do to the Fed. And they're thinking on interest rates going ahead.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of economists are now penciling in a mild recession in the beginning of next year, maybe in the first 3-6 months. But I think that the question is that if inflation does come down faster than expected, what then does the Fed do? And I think the answer is it kind of depends, because what the Fed does not want is any resurgence of inflation on their watch. We know that Jerome Powell has said that. So it is possible they raise interest rates by, say, a half a percentage point at the December meeting, and they wait to see what data come in. But you know what's very important, and Fed Chair said this last week, and he said, look, it is not so important the actual amount we do each time, but where we end up and how long we stay there. And he said, we do not know how long we'll need to keep interest rates higher until we see data. And that is why it's very hard to predict what they'll do.
Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business editor. Jill, thank you.
Take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.